Alka-Seltzer presents Comedy Stars of Hollywood, featuring Brown and Lavelle, supported by the Biltmore Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Yasha Borofsky. And our guest star is Mademoiselle Fifi d'Orsay, the petite French miss whose roguish eyes and charming accent are the delight of motion picture audiences. The best way to keep yourself free from colds is to alkalize your system. And the best way to alkalize is to take Alka-Seltzer. This new and scientific cold preventive is being used by thousands to ward off the unpleasant and unnecessary discomforts of the common cold. So easy and so pleasant is Alka-Seltzer to drink that no one should hesitate to try it. And when you try this common sense alkalizer, you will discover what many others before you have learned, that at the first sign of a cold, it is wise to take Alka-Seltzer. It is called Alka-Seltzer because it makes a sparkling, alkaline drink. And as it contains an analgesic, acetyl salicylate, it first relieves the pain of everyday ailments, and then by restoring the alkaline balance, corrects the cause when due to excess acid. The up-to-date person knows it is smart to keep his body alkaline with Alka-Seltzer. Brown and Lavelle, the touring troopers, have reached the hot, blistering shores of Morocco and are completely surrounded by sand, palm trees, heat, and the foreign legion. In fact, one of the legionnaires has taken them in tow and is giving them a personally conducted tour of the cafes of Rabat, Morocco. They've entered a half-underground tavern that passes as a coffee shop. Well, come on, duck your head and let's follow them inside.
Honey, this looks dangerous to me. I don't know whether I ought to go in there.
Oh, come on. Nobody will hurt us.
I'm not worried about that, but that door looks pretty narrow to me.
Enter, madame. No harm will befall you while you are with the brave soldier of the Belle France.
Oh, say, you think pretty well of yourself, don't you?
Certainement. You see all the medals I have won.
You won all those medals? Boy, that must have been a big crap game.
Madame, you are one for the joke, but come. We will fill our glasses and drink the toast to me.
I drink a toast to you? Well, really.
Come on, honey. He's our guest. Drink to his health. Drink the toast.
All right.
Honey. Oh. What's the matter?
My toast burned a little. Oh, boy. Say, what is this stuff we're drinking anyway? Oh,
this is a mixture of my own invention. It is the soldier's delight.
Oh, yeah? Well, you better give it a furlough.
Say, you're a pretty intelligent-looking fellow to be soldiering. You're not a professional soldier, are you?
Oh, monsieur. I am in reality a duke.
Oh, how interesting, a duke. Are you a French duke?
No, I am a little Polish, a little Russian, and a little Bulgarian, and a little Serb.
Oh, I see. Sort of a duke's mixture.
Well, tell me, how does it happen that you are serving a sentence in the Foreign Legion?
Monsieur, I joined the Legion to forget.
To forget what?
Oh, that is just it. I cannot even remember what I was trying to forget.
The cure surely worked on you, didn't it?
You know, there's one thing that I can't understand. Why do the soldiers of the Legion wear red pants?
What would you expect them to wear, ducky? Kilts?
Well, they say there are a lot of great many nationalities in the Foreign Legion. Is that true?
That is quite true, monsieur.
But how do you get along with your companions when so many languages have to be spoken?
Well, you see, I am familiar with a great many tongues.
Oh, are you a linguist?
No, I used to own a delicatessen.
You know, Frank, I wouldn't be surprised if this fellow didn't belong to the Legion at all. I think he belongs to the militia.
What gave you that idea?
Well, he has a malicious look.
You'd better be careful how you talk. You know, this place is pretty tough. You don't want to make them think that we don't like the Legion.
All right, honey, all right. If you want to get in good and solid with these soldiers, get out your xylophone and play a Legionnaire. Thank you. My goodness, honey, look. See who's advancing front and center.
I see. It's nobody else but that charming and petite little Fifi Dorsey herself. Hiya, Fifi.
One more, big boy. But I do not like this place. It's too stuffy, and I do not like these soldiers. Regarde. Is that one there not hideous? Crooked nose, big mouth, and his eyes are watery.
Who? Oh, that fellow there? Oh, Fifi, that man is a duke, and he's worth several million francs.
Several million francs? Mm-hmm. Oh, la la, what a handsome man.
Fifi, I think you're nerds.
Oh, no, no, not now. But I was during the war. Then I was a Red Cross nurse.
Who have you seen that you know around Morocco? Anybody?
Nobody, but I've just come from the reef.
Did you meet anyone there?
Nobody, but some of the reef raft.
The reef. Now, isn't that where that sheik came from who made so much trouble for the French a while back? Now, what was his name?
Abdelkrim.
Abdelkrim, oui. But the Foreign Legion beat him. He's whipped cream now.
That rip company is up towards those big mountains, isn't it, Fifi? Yes, that's right. It's up back of the Atlas.
Oui, about page 105 in the Atlas.
You know, they tell me it gets awfully hot up in the rift. It's a wonder they don't suffocate.
Suffocate? But Kate never comes over the mountain.
What's the idea of your being here in Morocco at all, Fifi? What are you doing, huh?
Oh, I had a job as a stenographer to the general. But I couldn't write on the typewriter.
Did you have to use the touch system?
Oh, no. He was to pay me a regular salary.
Then the next question is, can you write shorthand?
Oh, oui, I can write it. But the general wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, he made you write in longhand.
No, he would not let go of my hands long enough to write.
He expected you to be a hostess as well as a stenographer. Well, what made you leave the general's employ, hmm?
Oh, the general got a very bad case of sickness from overeating.
Is that so? What's the matter with him?
Oh, just things in general.
Pardon, mademoiselle, but have you seen a little man around here?
No, no. What are you looking for?
I am looking for a little man with one eye.
Oh, if this man is so little, why don't you look for him with both eyes?
Ma foi, this Fifi Dorsey.
Oh, Miss Dorsey, will you do one little song for the legionnaire?
Oh, certainement, with pleasure. But on one condition, that is if I sing it to you, big boy. Come on now, shoot it. Oh, come right here, you fat little one. Here we are on it out in the silvery moonlight. Happy together, oh, what do we care, we two? When you're with your sweetheart on a night like this, you should do what other sweethearts do. So close your pretty eyes and close your pretty lips and give you little baby lot of loving. Open up your heart and open up your arms and give you little baby lot of loving. Mon chéri, je t'adore, viens avec moi ce soir. Demain matin, on dira bonsoir. So close your pretty eyes and close your pretty lips and give you little baby lot of loving. Embrasse-moi donc comme ça. Tiens. Oh, but can you take it? And give you little baby dog.
so envious, Frank, you know? I'm glad we got out of that place, honey. That was getting me down.
Whoops, whoops, whoops. Wait a minute. Here comes our legionnaire friend. The Duke is after us.
Pardon me, monsieur. But was I going up the street or down the street when I met you?
Why, you were going down the street.
That is good. Then I've had my lunch.
Say, if he joined the Legion to forget, he's certainly got a kick coming. Got no kick coming on the service they've given him. What do you think?
Maybe we could give him an Alka-Seltzer and jog his memory.
You'd have to give him too much. He'd need a 5-gallon jug.
We haven't got that much Alka-Seltzer with us.
Well, even if we did have, it wouldn't do him any good. He's so absent-minded, I bet he sneezes cobwebs.
Well, he seems like an ambitious sort of a chap, though. He told me he was studying for a sergeant.
Well, why can't the sergeant study for himself?
We've got to find some place to sleep yet tonight.
Say, this is a likely-looking place. Let's turn into this hostelry.
Okay, and you haven't asked me yet what our next stopping place is.
I fooled you. I already know. We're going back to Spain, this time to Madrid.
Say, did you open one of Roscoe's letters to me by mistake?
By mistake? Why, I thought he wrote it to you on purpose.
Oh, come on, hand over that letter. And don't let me catch you opening my mail again.
I won't let you catch me.
Bonjour, monsieur et madame.
Oh, and a good evening to you.
We'd like to get a nice triple room, 2 for her and 1 for me.
Hey.
Have you anything that would suit us?
Oh, monsieur, I have the most gorgeous room in the wings, magnificent. It is a room with a view.
How much do you get for this magnificent room?
Oh, it is 40 francs a day, monsieur.
40 francs? Holy smokes, that's way too much.
Ah, madame, but the view alone is worth 20 francs.
Okay, we'll pay you 20 francs and we won't look.
Are you subject to Monday morning blues? Do you drag yourself to work feeling more depressed than you can afford to be with a full week of work ahead? Most likely what you need is Alka-Seltzer to offset the effects of the weekend. The routine of the week is usually broken over Saturday and Sunday. You eat differently, you go to bed at different hours, you live differently. No wonder you go back to work Monday morning feeling something is wrong. Your system has probably accumulated an excess of acid. And when that happens, nothing is more effective or more convenient than Alka-Seltzer. The next time you suffer from those Monday morning blues, or at any other time during the week when you feel out of sorts, try a glass of this sparkling alkaline drink. Notice how it peps you up. Alka-Seltzer is for sale at all drugstores in 60 and 30 cent packages. And now here is Alka-Seltzer's own way of wishing you health, long life, and happiness. Listen to it fizz.